Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland the Podcast.
This is Chapter 9.
Welcome to Mintland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're a Mintland.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland. We are about to get into Chapter 9. And as we get into Chapter 9, I just kind of wanted to thank everybody. With just under a month of this podcast being out, we have surpassed over 1,000 downloads at this point, which is far and away beyond any expectation I had. So I'm doing this as a hobby and to help some of the younger readers be able to take in the book as a podcast. So I appreciate all the love and support and you spreading the word about this podcast. I truly appreciate it. It has certainly gone well beyond my expectations. Feel free to contact me, on Facebook at the Welcome to Mintland Facebook page or on Twitter at CreateYourDad on Twitter, and I'd be more than happy to respond to any questions you have about the team, about the book, so on and so forth. So getting into Chapter 9, for those joining the podcast now or who may not be familiar with All-Star Cheerleading, I've talked to or kind of went back and forth on Twitter with a few people that are new to All-Star Cheerleading and are just learning about the team. The next chapter is NCA, and I wanted to take a minute to kind of set the stage here from the previous eight chapters on what we know. And this chapter really is a peek into the, in my opinion, best part of this story. This book is about life. It is not about All-Star Cheerleading. This is not a story about a team that wins every competition. Here moving forward, this is a story about a group of kids who are experiencing what it feels like to compete at the highest levels in All-Star Cheerleading, even as young kids, and how these kids respond to some of the best competition literally in the world is astounding to me. So let's take a look back at what we know so far. We have a group of All-Star Cheerleaders in the mini-level division, which are 6, 7, and 8-year-old children from all over the Atlanta metro area. Some come from further. This team really gets together early on in the season before competition starts, and Coach Ashley really sets the tone with challenging this team. She sees something in this team and really sets the bar high. And candidly, the team answers and responds to that call and really buys in to each other. And quite frankly, the culture of the Stingray All-Stars gym in Marietta. The team has incredible success early on and is fortunate enough to be crowned grand champion in three of the competitions that they've been in. They've befriended one of the most astounding teams in the world, the Peach Rays, and the bond formed with the older kids and the younger kids is absolutely indescribable. They clicked from the beginning and really fed off each other's energy. During this time, they have gone undefeated up until this point. They set an ambitious goal of winning the Varsity Triple Crown, which is a very prestigious and very difficult goal to set. They have done this because this is their biggest challenge as a mini team. Due to their age, they're not in a position where they can go to Summit, which is a large competition held at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. They're too young, and so this is their biggest challenge that they're going for. And everything is going right at this stage, and you're going to hear Chapter 9 heading into the granddaddy of them all, NCA. This is a big deal for these kids. A lot of them are going on an airplane for the first time in their life. And, you know, it is literally the best competition in the world, in my opinion, because both the West Coast and the East Coast and the Midwest teams all converge upon Dallas, Texas. And so without further ado, we will get into Chapter 9. And the question remains, will this amazing momentum continue? Stay tuned to find out. Chapter 9, NCA. The day following competitions is next to unbearable for most families. Cheer sport, being one of the biggest and mentally taxing, did not help the situation any. If you have been around the sport, you will hear the term cheer hangover. It refers to the feeling of mental and physical exhaustion after competing 2 days of competition. It is real, and it is tough to function the day after a competition. What surprises me to no end is that the gym is absolutely packed the day after a competition. The teams get back to the gym to work on tumbling skills, body positions, stunts, etc. Both of my daughters went to tumble, and we saw most of the Peppermints in the gym sporting their new jackets. It was time to get back to work. NCA was coming up next, and that competition was going to be a huge challenge. NCA would be the second leg of the Triple Crown and is always the toughest competition for many reasons. The competition at NCA is second to none. It is hands down the deepest pool of talent at any competition. The mini level 1 division would be no exception. The NCA jacket is the most coveted prize for an all-star cheerleader. NCA is rich with history and tradition. The competition is very well run, and it is a very prestigious event. If you leave with an NCA jacket, you wear it with pride for as many years as you can. Peppermint won NCA the previous year, but it would be tough to repeat the performance. Peppermint only had a week and a half to prepare. The gym was electric with intensity and focus. The Mints get extremely excited for this competition as they get to go on an airplane. It's a really big deal for the kids, and they get very excited. Logistically speaking, NCA is a huge challenge. To get everyone in Dallas in one piece, with delayed flights, unpredictable weather, buses, rental cars, the travel can be very overwhelming. All has to go perfect to get an entire gym the size of Stingrays in the building, ready to go. As practice pushed on, the relationship with their big sisters Peach grew immensely. Peach won cheer sport as well, and they had big aspirations to finish off the season strong. Peach continued to make Peppermint feel like rock stars in the gym, and they continued to cheer them on at practice. There could not be better mentors for Peppermint. Peach came early and stayed late to perfect their routines every practice. They practiced with a smile on their face the entire time. They were focused on being the best, and the coaches expected nothing less. The bond of Peach was mirrored on a smaller scale with Peppermint. They both had hearts of champions built upon the camaraderie and the bond of the team. With a strong week of practice, the team was ready to head to Dallas. The parents organized a fun send-off party for the Mints before they left for Dallas. It was a great way to get the team pumped up for the competition. The team was excited as we got them a cookie cake that incorporated the iconic, "I got 99 problems, but a peach ain't one," which was the voiceover from the now-famous Peach Rays music. It was a great idea from one of the parents. The parents wanted to personalize the cake, and we changed the peach to mint. So the cake read, "I got 99 problems, but a mint ain't one." It represented the bond between the two teams, and Peppermint was ecstatic. It was a nice touch, and was a great way to make the team feel special. It was time to head out toward Dallas, which meant a Stingray takeover at the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. As the teams made their way toward Dallas, all the parents were glued to the weather report, as the reports were not looking good. It was supposed to snow the entire weekend. Parents were already stressed. Now we had to deal with potential weather delays and canceled flights. It was not a fun time to be a cheer parent. An overly stressed parent rubs off on a cheerleader. Grumpy mini cheerleaders are not a good way to start one of the most important competitions of the year. The good news was that everyone made it into their hotels at a decent hour. And this year, the tiny and mini teams competed later on in the day on Friday, instead of Saturday early morning. The bad news was it began to snow early afternoon on Friday, and we had to fight rush hour traffic to get down to the convention center in Dallas. I also received word that we had an extremely sick Peppermint, and we were not sure if she was going to be able to compete. Once I got word of our sick Mint, I immediately contacted Coach Ashley, as she would need to potentially think of a plan B. Needless to say, it was not a very good beginning to our NCA trip. The buses were running extremely late, and parents were starting to panic as they were not sure we were going to be able to make the meet time for the team. The good news was that the entire team was going to be late, as we were all in the same boat. Logistically, we were challenged and extremely stressed, but eventually, everyone was accounted for on the buses. We had to make room for the teams and coaches, and eventually all parents and teammates made it to the venue. My shoulder was used the entire 45-minute trip to prop up our sick Peppermint, who was brave enough to make the trip down to the venue without her mom. Due to the logistic challenges, the bus that took the team to the arena was packed full. We had to make a decision to have her mom wait for the following buses as the teams and coaches took first priority to be on the buses to make it in time. It was a tough situation and a very brave move. She was very sick, but did not want to miss the competition. We would need to monitor her situation to make a last-minute call at competition time. The stress level was intense as parents were trickling in from the bus rides. The snow was bad and getting worse. We were one of the first groups to make it into the arena, and it was empty. Normally, the convention center is packed with thousands of athletes and spectators. Silence was an eerie feeling, but the convention center was filling quickly. Peppermint headed toward the Stingray warm-up room, and it was full of rays within 45 minutes. The teams were arriving fast, and it was not the normal morning routine for our athletes. The team looked good in pre-warm-up, and our sick Mint was looking a bit better. Her teammates were making sure she felt okay, and they had her back. The adrenaline was starting to kick in for the entire team. They were getting into form and getting their game faces on. They knew the importance of this competition. As the team worked in a jam-packed warm-up room, they looked ready to go. Peppermint headed toward warm-ups, and they lined up as they always do. With a loud roar from the parents, they were off. The next time we would see them would be on stage. As we watched the other teams compete in the hours before Peppermint went on, you could tell the competition was very different. The tiny teams are extraordinary. All of them, from top to bottom. The mini teams that went on were spectacular. You could tell this was going to be a huge battle for Peppermint. At NCA, the competition is set up differently than most. The viewing area for the parents that is typically right in front of the stage is moved off to the left. They do not allow anyone but the coaches in front. The competition does not want anything to be taken away from the performance on stage. The competition does an incredible job focusing the intention on the athletes. The blessing and the curse of NCA is that it is all about the athletes being alone by themselves as a team and being one with the routine and their coach. From the moment you walk in until awards, the environment is consistent from level 1 to level 5. The change in the viewing area created a bit of a challenge in my mind. I stated earlier we were a very superstitious bunch, and consistency and routine was very important to all of us. the team not being able to make eye contact with us before they started worried me. The team not feeling the energy from the viewing area from those screaming them on worried me. The tiny, mini, and youth teams performed on a different day than the rest of the older teams. We would not have our normal entourage of the Stingray Nation with us. All of this was weighing on my mind. As we were getting closer to the performance time for Peppermint, the mini level 1 teams were performing, and boy were they good. One after the other competed their routines, and more often than not, they were flawless. A few had some challenges or small bobbles, but you could tell the competition was on top of their game. Peppermint had to nail it with the attitude that they normally bring. Being the team dad, I felt the parents' eyes piercing into my soul as I was not back with the team on this competition. I knew it was in my mind, but I felt the parents were looking for a sign from me. I was getting in the arena like everyone else, but felt helpless as I had no idea how the team was looking on or feeling. I kept checking my phone every 10 seconds, making sure I did not miss a message from Coach Ashley. I wanted to make sure our sick athlete did not need something. In reality, I think I was just looking to get a piece of assurance to pass on to everyone. I was hoping by some miracle I could go back to watch the team warm up, and I knew after watching them for less than 15 seconds, I could tell how they were going to do. As a team dad, I did not want to let anyone down. I was clearly thinking too much, and before I knew it, Peppermint was on deck. At NCA, it is very challenging to sit together as a parent group. We tried as best we could to sit together to maximize the economies of scale that would be our voices on that day. As the team in front of Peppermint heads to the dance sequence, I knew it was time. My palms got sweaty, and parents started making eye contact with one another as we knew it was about time. With a simple capture of each other's eyes, we as a group knew what that glance means. The parents were coming together like no other group I have ever been associated with. Today, we were going to be loud, and we would will our children out of an environment they are not used to being in. It was a long and stressful day for the parents in more ways than one, but now the focus turned to the stage. As the previous team left the stage, all of our eyes were scrambling to find our kids. We all wanted to capture a glimpse of their spirit. Were they okay? Were they smiling? How was our sick mint? As I scanned Coach Ashley for a sign or a glimpse of what was about to come, unfortunately, I could not get a good read, as she was focused on getting the team ready for their 2-minute and 30-second journey. I watched as parents desperately tried to capture their child's attention, if only for 1 second, to make sure that they knew they were there. Once all of that was complete, all eyes turned toward the middle of the stage as we wait for Coach Ashley to give the thumbs up. I smirk to myself as I think about the goal of the NCAA competition setup. As hard as we tried to make the environment as familiar as possible, the competition won on this day. It was all up to the team, the coach, the routine they knew, and nothing more. It is pure competition in its truest and cleanest form. After what seems like an eternity, I open my eyes after a deep breath, and I see the thumbs up. The team ignites with anticipation, and then a thunderous sound of music beginning, and the powerful voiceover, "Welcome to Mintland," begins. The team erupts as the adrenaline of the moment takes over. I quickly scan over to our sick mint. She seems okay, but not the spunky, smiling spark plug she normally is. The routine began strong as they prepared for the opening. The team was building momentum. The timing was perfect, and they launched into formation for Stun of Death. The sequence went off without a hitch. They transitioned into their pyramid, and my knees went weak for a split second, which is normal after the tension releases from watching the stunt. The pyramid was flawless, and they were almost home. As the team entered into the dance, the energy level was amazing. The tension was being emitted from the screams of the parents cheering this team on. Through sickness, travel drama, and an uncomfortable environment, they did it. Peppermint hit on day one. As the team left the stage, the parents hurried over to meet the team. While we were walking over as a group, we were met with a huge sea of humanity that was entering the arena. It seemed another gym that was about to compete brought a huge entourage of supporters with them. The parents all milled about and were ecstatic about Peppermint's performance. We were all relieved and so proud of this team and their consistency. Coach Ashley and the team were watching the performance as a group and shared sound advice to make a great performance even better for tomorrow. As the team was released, the kids were desperately looking for their parents to get huge hugs and support from the ones they love. As we as a group distribute the accolades they deserve, I begin to drift out back towards the front of the stage to watch the final mini team perform. My oldest daughter slowly follows me out as she began to realize I was watching the final team in their division perform. As I began to focus on the team on stage, I noticed a huge entourage of people lining the viewing area on the left side of the stage. It was a very impressive group, and they were very loud and encouraging. The team music started, and they were very clean out of the gate. The routine progressed, and they just kept building momentum. As I watched the entire routine, the arena was electric with energy. The California All-Stars brought a huge following, and the routine was absolutely flawless. My daughter turned around, looked at me, raised her eyebrows, and said, "Wow, they were really, really good." I responded, "Yes, they were, but you can get them." As my daughter smiled and turned to make our way back to the bus for the hotel, my heart sank. I just witnessed an incredible performance that threatened our team's winning streak. I tried to come off as confident but humble in front of my daughter. I did not want her to think I did not believe in her or our team. Maybe I was just stressed and tired. Maybe I was overthinking how good the California mini team was. I looked over at my wife, and she gave me a look I feared. I looked for a second opinion from the sea of parents making their way out of the arena. I found one of the many trusted, experienced cheer parents. The second we made eye contact, I knew. She saw what I saw. As parents, it is our job to keep our Peppermints energized and pumped up about their incredible performance. Our kids know us better than we know ourselves sometimes. The challenge to come off as business as usual was of the most importance. We could all make our way back to the hotel and await the scores from the judges from day one. Waiting for the scores from day one was one of the most difficult few hours of my life. Wanting to find out where we were while trying to keep my daughters in top spirits was a challenge. Habitually checking my phone every 10 seconds was getting exhausting. The text messages from the parents were coming in hot and heavy. They needed to know as badly as I did. More to prepare their kids for what they were about to face. I was confident this team could overcome anything. Then another text message alert came for me. It was not from a parent. It was from Coach Ashley. As I went to go read the text, my knees went weak again. I read the message, and my heart started to race. I scanned the message over 5 minutes to make sure I had all the information correct. As I had feared, we were in second place. As I processed the information before me, my thoughts immediately shifted to my daughters. I look over at my wife as she makes eye contact with me. When my daughters were not looking at me, I quickly threw up two fingers to my wife, indicating we were in second place. She gives me a nod. I then turn to my daughter. As my heart pounds with the anticipation of her reaction, I share the news that Peppermint is in second place after day one. I am careful to share the news in an upbeat fashion so as to not to seem as we have a family have lost faith in the team. She looks right back at me and said, "Okay, not to worry. Coach Ashley said that no matter where we placed on day one, we would come out much stronger on day two anyway, so I'm not worried. Can we go to dinner now? I want to meet up with my friends. I was floored. She did not even flinch. This is a life lesson that was taught to me by my daughter. It showed maturity. It showed confidence. And it was a reaction that was a reflection of the code that Peppermint lived by. Do your best, and that is all I expect of you. This was a reflection of the coaching this team was provided with from the top down. It is the culture of the Stingray All-Stars. At that point, it hit me. I should not be worrying about the team's confidence. The biggest challenge for me would be to keep the parents' spirits up. As I prepared to share the news with the entire Peppermint team via text message, I struggled with how to present the news. After overthinking the entire message, I forwarded a slightly edited version of what Coach Ashley sent to me out to the group. We headed out as a family to meet friends for dinner, and then it began. As I suspected, the text replies began to overflow my phone. Worried parents are struggling with the news. Some of the parents are new this year and are looking for guidance on what they could do differently. I know I'm not going to be able to touch each and every parent to calm them all down. The kids were fine. The team was confident. The coaches were confident. The only way I knew I could help as the team dad was to subliminally change the spirits of the parents. Then it hit me. Much to the dismay of my wife, I spent 30 to 45 minutes crafting out group messages on Twitter that would hopefully get the parents back into good spirits. I know the parents are all glued to Twitter watching cheer updates to find out how the other Stingray teams were doing. Then I sent the first tweet out, waited a few minutes until the first retweet notice came from the tweet. One of the parents saw the tweet and got the message loud and clear. The tweet was centered on the essence of this team. It was a picture of a previous competition that captured their spirit and attitude. I sent out enough tweets until I felt the parents got the message loud and clear. This team had never let us down, and it was not going to happen at this competition either. The tweets were scheduled to go out every 30 minutes. I began to get a few messages that confirmed the parents were getting the theme of the tweets. Kids were going to bed early, and it was going to be okay no matter what happened the following day. The following day, the team began to assemble. Travel to the venue went much smoother on day two. The stress level was a bit lower, and you could tell Peppermint was very loose and relaxed. Our sick mint felt much better compared to the day before, and you could tell she had her spunkiness back. The team seemed fired up. They have never had their backs to the wall before, but these young kids seemed to thrive under pressure. You could tell they had a chip on their shoulder, as they had never been in second place after day one. Not that any of that mattered to them. They never knew the difference. All that mattered to them was doing their best. That's all that Coach Ashley had ever asked of them. As they inched closer, heading out to warm-ups, the leaders of the team began to emerge and started to get the team fired up. Of course, in their own way, they knew how to get the most out of each teammate. They would simulate the routine with their dolls that they bring to the competition. They would pump each other up and tell each other they had to bring that peppermint attitude today. It was really remarkable to watch. You could tell they had been influenced by the older girls in the gym. They watched the older girls' every move and model them to no end. Luckily for us, we have some of the most incredible role models in the world with Peach, Orange, and Steel. Peppermint was in second place by over a point, which does not sound like a lot, but in competition cheer, it is a pretty wide margin. We would need a flawless routine and a little luck from the judges to take it over the top. The parents kept telling their children the same thing over and over. Just do the best you can. That's all we ask. I could tell the team had a gleam in their eye and an attitude about them. They wanted this bad, and we were excited for the team. Honestly, At this point, as parents, we knew the team had nothing else to lose. They have already had such an incredible season. The Triple Crown was a goal that they wanted, but if it were not to happen, they could easily walk away from the season incredibly proud. They were not thinking about that right now. They had one thing in mind, and that was to show that they were the best mini team in the world, just like Coach Ashley said they could be. Coach Kelsey gave the signal to take the warm-ups off. It was time, and they were pumped. The heart and soul of this team was when they were all together mentally. You could see, with their sick teammate feeling better, they knew it was going to be special. The team held hands in pairs and was ready to make their way to warm-ups. The crowd cheered as they always did. Beecher was in the back, as he always is, escorting the team to their destination. As Peppermint makes their way down the hall, Beecher and I make eye contact. I give him a thumbs up, and he returns the thumbs up with a big smile. They were off and in great spirits. The parents started to make their way to the arena. The walk is a long, slow walk, as we discuss the different scenarios that could potentially play out. The parents did their job. All of the team made it in one piece, and they were in a great mood. Parents always want to do more, but at this stage in the game, it is out of our hands. We discuss seating strategy and send out numerous tweets and hope that our Stingray Nation will come to cheer us on. We know they will, and we can't wait for their arrival. The entire Stingrays family was now present in Dallas as many of the older teams' first day of competition started today. We would have a better chance with the heart and soul of our gym cheering us on as well. We were going to need every advantage we could get to take it over the top. On day two, the teams compete in reverse order of standings. So we would go second to last, and then the California All-Stars would be the team to compete last to compete in the division. As we watched the rest of the teams compete, the day two stresses could be felt throughout the arena. The tiny and mini teams impress so many. And they get up on that stage in front of hundreds, if not thousands, of people and do their thing. As it gets closer to showtime for Peppermint, I am unable to sit still. I begin to walk around the arena in hopes that my nerves will settle. They do not. I am habitually looking at my phone, making sure I do not miss any message from Coach Ashley, knowing that the last thing she would be doing is texting me about something. She is dialed into this team right now and making sure that they are prepared to do their best. I am scanning the arena looking for Peppermint parents who are still looking to get closer to the stage and closer to the other parents. The arena is jam-packed and no one is moving. I make eye contact with a few parents. They give me a little smile and a nod, as we know we are both going through the same emotions. As the announcement is made that Peppermint is on deck, last-minute deals are struck with parents viewing other teams to beg and plead to get a seat a few feet closer to the stage, promising just to watch their team and then being able to surrender their seat back. I look up and notice the sea of green t-shirts entering the arena, coupled with an army of black, blue, and white warm-up uniforms. It's the Stingray family entourage coming to cheer on the Peppermints, and we are rolling deep. The Stingray families just keep flowing into the arena. It was a huge relief to see the support coming in to cheer on your team. The emotions are truly indescribable. With the rush of excitement and confidence that our cheering section was in place, I began scanning backstage for our Peppermints. My wife and I positioned ourselves the best we could to make sure the team knew we were there. On this day, we had an army of support to make noise. Now it was up to the team and the coaches to make it happen. When the MC announced the team onto stage, the coaching staff made their way out in front. The team came out with a look I have yet to see. They were pumped, mad, excited, determined, and confident all at once. Coach Ashley slaps the mat to get a few of the Peppermints perfectly aligned. Once everyone is in place, she gives them a small smile and gives them the thumbs up. The music starts, and the team erupts into action. After watching the team for about 15 seconds, I look over at my wife, smile, and say, "They're back." I could tell instantly this was going to be an incredible performance. It is magical to watch young kids perform in the zone. The stunts were flawless. The heel stretches and scales were all gorgeous. The jumps were all perfectly synchronized, which led to the pyramid that was capped off with an emphatic group of confident smiles. The momentum led them into the final dance of the NCAA competition, and the crowd roared and clapped in perfect unison to the beat of the peppermint music. As Beecher made his final forward roll into the center of the stage and lit up the crowd with his electric smile, it was over. Peppermint made it look effortless. Once the music stopped, they all looked at each other in amazement. They knew they had just done it. A hit on day two at NCAA with their backs against the wall. As a parent, I could not have been more proud. Coach Ashley was ecstatic and glowing with emotion. They left it all out on the floor. The team bolted off stage into welcoming arms of their coaches. As they cried tears of joy, the team huddled together to watch the magnificent performance once again on the monitor. The parents were buzzing and elated. All the parents agreed the team did the best that they could do. We all awaited the arrival of the team as the Mints all hustled to find their parents. I catch my daughter running to me at full speed. She runs into my arms, crying with excitement. It was an incredible moment. We all hugged as a family and congratulated her for a great performance. A few minutes later, it hit us. The final team needed to perform. Coach Ashley informs me she will not be able to watch the final team as she had to prepare her other team for competition. She needed me to escort the team to awards and stay with the team. She would be back in time to make it on stage for the award ceremony. She wanted me to text her on how the California All-Stars did. Callie was about to hit the stage. I noticed they did not have as big as an entourage as they did the previous day. That made sense, as the older teams would be preparing to compete on this day. The team music started, and they came out strong. As our entire family watched the team perform, I wanted to remain as unbiased as I could. It is easy to show favoritism and an allegiance to your gym. It is how you are programmed. I wanted to be able to tell my daughter honestly when the inevitable question was asked. I knew the "Daddy, do you think we could win?" question was coming. I wanted to be prepared to give an honest and direct response. As I scanned the entire stage looking for anything out of the ordinary, nothing seemed out of place. They looked good so far. The pyramid section was coming up, and the tension was mounting. As the team completed their pyramid, there may have been a small bobble. I saw it, but it was very minor. My daughters, who are incredible students of the sport, both immediately looked back at me as they saw the same thing. I saw them look at me out of the corner of my eye, but I remained focused on watching the rest of the performance as to not to miss anything. They were waiting for a reaction from me. Out of sheer respect for the sport, in no way, shape, or form was I going to give it to them. As a parent and a team representative, you never celebrate the misfortune of another team, no matter how big or small. At that moment, the most important thing to me was that my daughters saw that I did not respond to that bobble. California All-Stars finished the routine very strong. My daughters both looked up at me, and my oldest tugged on my jeans and asked, "Daddy, how do you think they did?" I responded, "Honey, they looked incredible." "But so did you guys." "It's too close to call at this point." I sent over a text to Coach Ashley and told her what I saw. The scoring is a bit different on day two compared to day one, so it would be in the judges' hands, and it would be very close. The peppermint started to gather for awards as they were in great spirits. Many had snuck over to the Dippin' Dots vendor to get a little treat before awards. We all gathered, and I did a quick head count to make sure all the mints were accounted for. As always, they joined hands as a team and we made our way back behind the curtain to wait for awards. My buddy Beecher waited for me to join him in the back, and we were off. As we were instructed by the security team, we found our spot to sit and wait. We were early, and keeping 18 kids busy and out of mischief was going to be a big challenge. Luckily, another team arrived, and as always, the Peppermints made friends very quickly. Many of the team introduced themselves to one another and were just having fun being kids. They shared experiences and stories about their team and experiences. The other team began to ask about the Stingray All-Stars Orange, as well as Peach. The Mints welled with pride as they were able to share that they practice alongside both teams regularly. They also played a quick game of the telephone game, which was a huge favorite with the group when they had some downtime. The entire team made sure everyone was included and no one was left out. They did it instinctively, and it was inspiring to watch. They made a point to include the neighboring team as well. It was truly special to see the sportsmanship and camaraderie of these teams up close and personal. After a short visit, the team we were visiting was moved to another part of the venue. I then began to get pelted with questions about the competition. I quickly diverted and focused back on the team's effort and stressed that they did their best, and they hit on both days deduction-free. The question was then posed to me, "Well, did California All-Stars hit on both days as well?" I responded, "Yes, they sure did." Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. No matter what happened with the results, one of the teams on that stage was going to have to go through one of the toughest scenarios in cheer. That scenario is explaining to your team that you hit on both days, but ended up coming in any place but first. At this young age, it is tough for teams to comprehend. It just does not register with them. I pray that whatever happened on the awards stage, the teams would learn valuable life lessons and build off this experience, as many teams had hit on both days. Just as the next question was about to be asked, Coach Ashley arrived just in time to escort the team up to the award ceremony. I was excited and nervous all at the same time. Coach Ashley thanked me and dismissed me to return to the front of the stage to wait for the team after awards. The team waved and smiled as I wished them best of luck. As the mini level 1 awards began, as always, I began to get very nervous. The announcer began to announce the teams in reverse order. As he began to announce the top 5, I began to think about the Peppermint goals and what it meant to them. The team wanted to win that triple crown outright, which would mean winning each of the big 3, cheer sport, NCA, and UCA. It was a lofty goal. With children this young, the only thing that should matter is that they have fun, work hard as a team, and do the best they can do. That does not mean the team should not go for the aggressive achievements. They are in competition. This is what it's all about. There are 2 ways to win the Triple Crown outright and by point standings. While winning by points was a huge achievement, winning outright made a huge statement. Being a mini team, Peppermint was not eligible to earn a summit bid as they were not old enough. The Triple Crown was the goal. They had pushed the limits of perfection all year. I was only hoping they could earn a spot at the top one more time. As the MC began to announce the 4th place team, you could see the tension on stage with the remaining teams. Each team began to lock arms with each other to support one another. With each team called, it is a bittersweet moment for all involved as you watch teams walk up to receive their awards. All of the teams show incredible sportsmanship and respect for one another. With 3 teams remaining, I can see all of the teams squinting eyes and muttering silent prayers underneath their breath. Once another team is announced, the remaining teams recoil from the tension and give the 3rd place team a huge round of applause and cheer them on. Watching the sportsmanship on stage is truly inspiring as they give each other hugs of encouragement and waves of support. It's down to the final two teams. The MC begins the NCAA tradition of bringing both remaining coaches to the middle of the arena to shake hands and wish each other luck. As the announcer begins to look at the prepared document to announce the second place team, I focus on the kids. I drop my hands to my knees and bend over as my nervousness is hindering my ability to stand. The MC begins to speak, and your second place finisher in the mini level All-Star 1 division from Marietta, Georgia, the Stingray All-Stars Peppermint. My head shot up and immediately focused on the team. Some were excited, some were in shock, some were crying. They all stood up as a team as the rest of the team surrounded them with cheers and applause. They made their way to receive their second place banner. The California All-Stars were announced the winning team, and Peppermint and the coaches made sure to cheer them on as they were truly spectacular this weekend. Once all the teams were announced, I knew what was about to happen. I headed over to the side of the stage to help escort the team off the platform. As expected, many of the kids were extremely upset. Parents and coaches were consoling the team. As every great leader does, Coach Ashley snapped into action. She called for one more team huddle before she dismissed the team. She roared with pride and made sure Peppermint knew how incredibly proud they made her on this weekend. She reminded them that they did their very best, and even though they were not the best team today, she was still emphatic when she told the team that she still knows they are the best mini team in the world. She went on to tell the team to hold their heads high as they were true champions on this day. As the team broke away, many of the kids crumbled into the arms of their parents. My daughter did the same as she just wanted a big hug and relief from the disappointment. They did not understand why they lost. It was an incredible opportunity to share another also important life lesson. Sometimes in life, even though you do your very best, sometimes you will not be the victor. My youngest daughter's team hit their routine on both days as well, but finished in fourth place. As the parents share that life lesson in various ways, I take a moment to share how proud I am of my daughter's effort and sportsmanship. I emphasized how proud she should be of all her team accomplishments. As I began to run out of things to console her with, we as a family did what any smart parent would do in this situation: offer up Dippin' Dots. It is a rough competition for the entire Stingray gym. Many of the teams felt just short of becoming national champions. As we began walking down the long corridor back to the Stingray room, the taste of Dippin' Dots soothed the agony of defeat just a bit. Many of the mints were holding hands and were beginning to cheer up just a bit. One of our goals as a family was to see the famous arena at NCAA. It was where many of the older teams performed, and it is a magical place and visually stunning to see. I asked if my daughters wanted to go see. Unfortunately, they were both emotionally and physically exhausted. They were in no mood. We began to head back to the bus, and we sat together as a family along with most of our teammates. The team began to play together. Making sure no one was left out, they began to make up cheer routines with the dolls they smuggled onto the bus. It was a long, quiet ride back to the hotel. On the way to the airport, the inevitable conversation came up. My oldest daughter brought up the Triple Crown. We as a family never really discussed the Triple Crown. She looked at me and said, "Daddy, we can't win the Triple Crown now, can we?" I looked at her and said, "You can still win the points race." She responded, "Wait, what's the points race?" I began to explain the rules of the Triple Crown and how it all works with the three competitions. She seemed very excited As she began to understand how it all worked, she shared the exciting news with a few of the mints that were sitting on the bus with her. They seemed energized and excited. It was nice to give them something to look forward to outside of doing their best at their next competition, which was UCA. The parents began to discuss the possibilities. After winning cheer sport and placing second at NCA, Peppermint was in great position to take home the Triple Crown championship by points. The team would just have to have a good showing in the final competition, and they could be in the running for the Triple Crown. It was time to head for the airport for the trek back to Marietta. That concludes Chapter 9, NCA. I hope you enjoyed it. I understand this was a longer chapter, but it is a very important one. As I mentioned at the beginning, that this book is about life. Sometimes your dreams are not your destiny. Sometimes there is a bigger plan. And a lot of that has to do with leadership, and some of that has to do with destiny. So if you've hung on this long going through this book, I hope you look forward to the next couple chapters, as it is a time that these children and this team will never forget. It is a section of the book that caught everyone off guard, and it was such a monumental moment for these kids to give them an opportunity that they would never expect to get in a million years. How would they respond? Stay tuned for the upcoming chapters. Thank you again.
Welcome to Midland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're Midland.